We're all living in a time of high stress and anxiety. And while there are many ways people have found solace and maintained sanity during this time, going for brief walks, hikes, and run outside, with the proper social distancing, of course, has been a great outlet. So if that's how you're choosing to get away from things for a bit, then Allbirds has something that might help. Introducing the Tree Dasher from Allbirds, the world's first performance running shoe made from premium natural materials that are engineered to perform. FSC-certified eucalyptus fiber uppers and ZQ-certified merino wool deliver superior comfort and flexibility, and their proprietary sugarcane-derived sweet foam soles have been reworked into a dual-density midsole optimized for cushioning, energy return, and stability. Allbirds also printed the Dasher's carbon footprint right on the shoe, so you know its impact on the planet. They've made the environment a stakeholder in their business, because when the planet wins, we all win. With the new Allbirds Tree Dasher, feel confident knowing that you can run hard and tread light on the planet. Find your pair at Allbirds.com today.
Guest on the Dan Le Batard Show, appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. Graham McDowell and Brooks Koepka have both withdrawn from the Travelers Championship after being informed that their caddies have tested positive for the coronavirus.
Golf can't even keep it out.
Let's play basketball, baseball, football.
There seems to be more to this, too. Now there's chatter on Twitter as to whether or not this tournament even happens.
No. A lot of bets.
I'm on DeChambeau.
I kept getting my DraftKings.
We can agree, right, that the most responsible thing to do and the thing that would be done if money wasn't involved is we wouldn't be playing any sports, right?
Certainly not in this country.
Yeah, we can agree.
Yeah.
We should all still be inside. I mean,
yeah, we haven't earned it. If this is a merit thing, mm-hmm. This country hasn't earned
you it. We have not earned our freedom as a country to go outside freely because we've handled this virus very poorly.
We haven't earned sports. I mean,
just be clear on what it is that we're headed toward, okay? There are a whole lot of people here who are making decisions to get sports back because money and money and money and money and money. And money, and that's the reason.
The Yankees and Dodgers are co-favorites at 7-2 to win the World Series at Caesars Sportsbook. The Astros are next at 11-1, followed by the Braves and the Twins, who are each 15-1 at Caesars, the Twinkies.
Got some breaking news on the PGA front. Brian Wacker of Golf Digest, which is a great name to cover golf, it says PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan will address the media today at 2 p.m. Eastern. That's not sounding good.
Oh, boy. And finally, the first all-electronic television was invented by Philo Farnsworth. He came up with the idea at the age of 14. These days, it's good to be prepared, and that includes your vehicle. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment necessary, and also curbside pickup on any order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Mike has been talking for a week about how he had a bit of a handyman mishap. We will get to that in a second. But this guy writes in, Stugatz, and we've had some numbers recently on what's happening with social media and just the sheer number of bots out there and the sheer number of things that are meant to sow divisions. And they make their way to sports, which is why it is that I read you this from Jeff Waugh, 7598-3647. I don't side with owners because I'm jealous of players. I side with owners because I live in the real world. Like most, I work in an at-will employment state. My company can fire me at any time. No guaranteed contract. I'm down to 80% pay during COVID. Instead of whining and demanding, I'm thankful I have a job. My private company owner is a billionaire, but it would be ludicrous of me to expect her to pay me to not perform. It is a free market business. Now, is this someone who's afraid of losing his job or her job?
Whatever they're saying sounds a bot right.
Mm-hmm. Give yourself the laugh, man. You deserve it.
I was trying to say of this Bubba Wallace controversy earlier, but now people have beat me to the joke all over the internet. No noose is good noose.
Wow. That wasn't for you. It's for everyone else who's been making it.
With equally bad comedic timing.
So, Mike, what happened with you and your handyman situation?
So I'm trying to pick up some skills during the pandemic. I'm getting more and more confident because I repaired not one but two toilets through trial and error in my home, and I'm feeling good. I've long since needed a door in my home replaced, so I took it off the hinges, which was a Herculean effort, walked it down the stairs, have it in the garage. Now, I don't have a pickup truck. I don't really have a truck that I can put this garage door in, and that means I can't go to Home Depot and just pick up another garage door. So I did some laser measurements with an app on my phone for the door, and I went to a hardware store online, and I ordered a door the same size, and I had it delivered. Because of the pandemic, the delivery takes a month and a half, and I totally forgot about it. Then, a month and a half later, this huge door shows up at my doorstep in a huge wooden crate. I need like a crowbar or fashion a crowbar-like device to get this whole thing open. It is, I mean, so hard to get this thing out. I'm spending an hour and a half on it, sweating everywhere. I also, again, guy without a pickup truck, can't just drive all this excess wood to the dump. So I'm breaking down all the wood chunks so it can fit in my garbage. And I'm doing all of this in the hot sun because it's a huge mess that I'm leaving outside. Comes a time for me to actually take the door upstairs and do the easy part, which is just get the hinges and screw them in. I got that part because I undid it. I can figure out how to do the rest. Go upstairs, get the door on the hinges. Guess whose door is 4 inches too small?
Yeah.
Tough break.
What happened?
I measured it wrong.
There's an app that measures for you. Get a ruler.
What happened to a tape measure?
I had a tape measure set aside, and I misplaced it. I was looking for it. The inspiration hit me. You know what? I'm a handyman. I'm finally going to fix this door. Then I spent 30 minutes looking for a tape measure.
Brutal.
Couldn't find it, so I just did it on my phone. Sure enough, I obviously found the tape measure shortly thereafter. But, yeah, did all the work, got it in there, and was like, oh no, I closed the door. You'd think I'd be able to tell before I did all this. So then I lugged the door back downstairs, dripping sweat. And now I got two doors in my garage that I got to get rid of. Do I go to Home Depot? Well, I just said the place. Do I go to Home Depot? I'm like, hey, I have to return this. And they're going to ask me why. I'm like, I'm an idiot. I got the wrong size door.
Put these things on the poll here at Le Batard Show. Have you become more of a handyman during the pandemic? Should there ever be a time, this is another question, should there ever be a time where an app replaces the tape measure, the good old-fashioned tape measure?
I told Mike to use a ruler.
And this is Chris's question based off of maybe that question where Stugatz is saying use a ruler. Is this easily the least handy show in the history of all broadcast forms? Because Chris was asking the question earlier today. Roy is getting furious at everybody because Roy can actually fix things.
I mean, I could do that. I got all the hard part down, Roy. It was the measuring that I got wrong.
I mean, the rack on the back of my golf cart broke, and I took a stab at it. And I am telling you, those washers are difficult to put on at the same time as you try to screw something in. I had to send it back to the store. I mean, hopefully it'll be back today.
There's a reason why people say measure twice, cut once. For your situation.
Yeah, but
you measure twice, buddy.
Yeah, but this is not a phrase that this particular show outside of you
is just hearing that for the first time. It sounds like a good adage. I'll make sure to remember. I live my life by one fundamental principle, which is righty tighty, lefty loosey. And this is going there. Measure twice. That's a good one.
If something involves an Allen wrench, I'm good. But if you get outside of an Allen wrench, if I need a level for something, I have to drill something, like, get out of here with that. Dan, if you were building a fence, a wooden fence outside, who on the show are you calling to help you?
That is a great question, because normally I go to Mike, but
he's calling me to find him a landscaper that I can help him with this.
No, he called you to ask who amongst us is the best at doing this.
Oh, I need to fix a fence? Mike, get me someone who can fix a fence.
I think I'd go, it's either Roy or Tony. I mean,
what are you doing with Tony though? Why do you think that Tony is good at fixing stuff? Who the hell is Tony? Why do you think that Tony is good at fixing stuff?
I don't know Tony as well as I know the other guys, obviously.
You're basing that on knowing the other guys well, not on knowing him well. You're basing that on how poor everyone else is doing any of this.
You're right. You are right. I'm not calling Billy. I mean, I'm not calling Chris. I feel like Tony is pretty good with a screwdriver.
I feel like Billy might be a sneaky play here because you know you're going to be safe if you ask Billy. He's going to make sure that you don't do anything too reckless. I might go Billy, actually.
I would go with myself and Billy. Billy has some experience in doing stuff like that.
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday on the Local Hour. I actually built a gate, and I had to use a jackhammer and do all this stuff. But thanks for listening and supporting, Stu Gatz.
So, Stu, I am really good with the screwdriver, but I'm not also good with a lot of other things. We've bought a couple things during the quarantine that I have to put up on the wall with a screw and like another little thing. And they're still sitting on the floor because I haven't done them.
My Twitter mentions are littered with measure twice, cut once. This is apparently a saying.
this show, the last time I tried to fix a hose is the last time I tried to fix something. It was in about 1985. And if we had the video of me trying to do that, what you would have seen, I'm not making this up because I remember thinking to myself, God, this should be something that should be on television. People should be able to enjoy what just happened to me here. Because I got so frustrated with the hose that I threw it down on the ground. And when I threw it down on the ground, it sprayed right back up into my face. And I was like swatting at my face right and left because the water had gotten me in the face. And I ran head first right into like a lantern light that was on the side of my house. Just so it made a metal echoing sound that went throughout the neighborhood of me throwing this down, water in the face, yelling and cursing, and then running into a like light that was on the side of my house.
Your dad's an engineer. Stu Gatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030.
We're all living in a time of high stress and anxiety. And while there are many ways people have found solace and maintained sanity during this time, going for brief walks, hikes, and runs outside, with the proper social distancing precautions, of course, has been a great outlet. So, if that's how you're choosing to get away from things for a bit, then Allbirds has something that might help. Introducing the Tree Dasher from Allbirds, the world's first performance running shoe made from premium natural materials that are engineered to perform. FSC-certified eucalyptus fiber uppers and ZQ-certified merino wool deliver superior comfort and flexibility. And the proprietary sugarcane-derived sweet foam soles have been reworked into a dual-density midsole optimized for cushioning, energy return, and stability. Allbirds also printed the Dasher's carbon footprint right on the shoe, so you know its impact on the planet. They've made the environment a stakeholder in their business. Because when the planet wins, we all win. With the new Allbirds Tree Dasher, feel confident knowing that you can run hard and tread light on the planet. Find your pair at Allbirds.com today.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. If you missed any of the show, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Le Batard Show, plus our Miami-only hour, and our Best of Podcast on Demand in the ESPN app. And subscribe to the Le Batard and Friends Podcast Network featuring South Beach Sessions, Stupidity, and Mystery Crate. Please rate and subscribe. New episodes are posted every week wherever you get your podcasts.
So over the last few months of yammering on this radio program, Stu Gatz has pinballed all over the place. Sometimes he hates everybody involved with sports. It's always enough. It's zip it up. Get back and give me games and give me action. And at various times, this must have been 6 weeks ago, he simply threw up his hands and said, I don't even care who the NBA champion is anymore. That might have been 2 months ago. And
who knows?
And so now it's all trying to come back, and it's really hard to come back. Everybody is Catherine Zeta-Jones and Entrapment trying to do a laser show of gymnastics, trying to get back to the money. And what I wanted to ask you is, you get all these mutated, distorted money grabs. How are we going to remember these championships? Like, I remember that Tony Gwynn was denied something when there was a work stoppage. I remember that those Montreal Expos, they had the best team in the sport. They were denied something when there was a work stoppage. I think while we spend a lot of time talking about LeBron and the window closing, there is the real possibility that Milwaukee will lose Giannis as a free agent if they don't win the championship. And I don't know if I'm going to remember what could have been because of circumstances, the way that I think of the James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant team that could have been something. Serge Ibaka could have been something for 10 years, but wasn't for a variety of different reasons. Milwaukee is in a really perilous place here. I only think they lose Giannis if they don't win the title. And I think they were really in prime position to win the title. But these factors make it so that we might get this mutated thing that knocks out a whole bunch of players, after the end of which we're going to be like, well, none of that was fair. That doesn't seem, at least we have the illusion. Basketball does a better job of measuring who was the best team than right. all the other sports.
Sure.
We have the illusion that the best team wins in the other sports as well. Football, baseball, even if it's not true, even if the playoffs are random. But football gives you a true champion by and large. Rare is the time that Toronto wins simply because Golden State physically fell apart. It doesn't give you upsets. That Milwaukee team this year has been totally overwhelming. It has its postseason weaknesses, but it's been totally overwhelming. What we're about to throw into the water here mm-hmm. is going to be a totally distorted unknown that we might have like a weird champion just because the entire thing is so distorted.
I'm not certain what to do with it because we've had shortened seasons and we're fine. You know, the Heat had one, they won a title. So we're okay with that. But this is what makes this interesting to me is, you now have, first off, you have coronavirus, right? They're playing in a bubble. There are no fans. There's really no home court advantage. But you also have LeBron James or Giannis with 3 months of rest before the NBA playoffs start.
But that's
like, I suspect LeBron's going to, and this is saying a lot, will be in the best shape he's ever been in entering a postseason.
No, but Stugatz, this is where it gets all distorted. Maybe in the case of him. But first of all, you're going to have all manner of weird injuries because this isn't the way that these guys prep for the physical gruel that is what we're about to embark on. But beyond what's happening here, I have no idea what kind of shape any of these guys are in.
True.
Like, no idea whether the Milwaukee Bucks that are returning are going to be the same Milwaukee Bucks because they've all been training on their own in a way that would be vigorous, even though they couldn't train with each other.
In the Bundesliga, injuries were up 200% because they started putting the fixtures super tight together.
At one point, didn't Giannis say he hadn't taken a shot in like 2 months?
Yeah, because he didn't have a hoop in his
basket.
Home.
Yeah, I mean, this is crazy. You're right. There's going to be freakish things that happen.
But when the freakish things happen, are you going to honor them? Are you going to remember them as anything other than an anomaly? Are you going to remember them as just a symbol of the most distorted time in our lives?
Am I allowed to wait and see what happens before I answer that?
Of course. That's the way you always do.
That's not the sports radio answer.
I mean, me and Billy were discussing, and I do find it funny. Like, I think LeBron is currently going through the Lakers roster, and he is convincing the guys that he doesn't want to make this title run with to stay at home. It's safer there. Like, I think he convinced Avery Bradley. And then what I think you'll have is a bunch of guys like Mario Chalmers waiting outside the Orlando bubble saying, hey, I'm free. I'm available. I mean, this could be interesting where all of a sudden LeBron James is showing up, not with Avery Bradley, but with John Stockton and the mailman.
wait, is LeBron James already three steps ahead, thinking that you're going to put an asterisk next to this title? So much like he changed the math by only winning one in Cleveland, but we hold it in high regard. If he wins one with Deion Waiters and J.R. Smith, it's an achievement.
Personal record books, Dugant? If LeBron wins, how many is it worth if LeBron wins with J.R. Smith and Deion Waiters?
He wins two. He wins two in one season.
There's a couple steps here. This is what he does. First, he tries to convince you not to come. Right. Now, if you don't agree to not come, what he does is, and I'll tell you, because this happened to me from experience when I was a West Kendall Optimus All-Star, what they do is they tell you a different time to the game, right? And then when you get to the game at that time, the game actually started 2 hours earlier and the coach's son was already there and he replaced you on the All-Star team and he had the uniform already.
That happened to you? That's a thing that actually happened to you? Who did that to you? The father or the son?
Coach Felon. An apropos name.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030. Here's your SportsCenter update. Graham McDowell and Brooks Koepka have both withdrawn from the Travelers Championship after being informed that their caddies have tested positive for the coronavirus. The Yankees and Dodgers are co-favorites at 7-2 to win the World Series at Caesars Sportsbook. The Astros are next at 11-1, followed by the Braves and Twins, who are each 15-1 at Caesars. And finally, the sentence, "I never said she stole my money," can have seven different meanings depending on which word is emphasized when speaking it aloud. Tune in tonight for Time for Change. We won't be defeated. The one-hour special will examine black athletes' experiences with injustice and the unifying role that sports continues to play in bridging the divide between law enforcement and people of color in America. SportsCenter anchors Al Duncan, Michael Eaves, and Jay Harris will be joined by ESPN college sports reporter and NBA studio host Maria Taylor to host the show. Time for Change will feature a series of roundtable discussions with athletes and other leading voices in sports and culture. That's tonight, 8 Eastern, on ESPN. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
So our old friend Henry Abbott from True Hoop, it's been a long time since we talked to him. He had a story that was enlightening. I was not familiar with the details in his story. Henry, thank you. It's good talking to you. Thank you for returning to the show here. You want to tell the people basically the why of why you wrote this story and how you found out about this story and what went into this story?
Yeah, Dan, it's good to be here. A guy in the NBA said to me he thought it was weird that the NBA had approved a owner from a fourth-generation mob family, and he was referring to the Rockets owner, Tillman Fertitta. And it seemed like this kind of breathless secret that you'd never get reported or you'd have to go talk to FBI agents and this kind of stuff. But instead, I'm slightly simplifying, but the process involved a lot of newspapers.com and basically Google, and it's people from Houston or Galveston, where the family is really from, are not surprised at all. It's a totally open secret that the Fertitta family goes way back in this Galveston mob. I'm not saying this at a tremendous amount of risk. It's been established by indictments and even like spreads into the movie Casino. That's sort of the story of at least one member of this family. And we have somehow in sports just were ignorant to the whole thing.
What do you mean the movie Casino?
So, do you remember the movie Casino?
Yes, it's great.
So it's about the skim, right? The mob, the Kansas City mob and Chicago mob, they like get a guy on the inside in the casino, and basically before the money's counted, the money's skimmed off and it goes to someone has to drive it to the, I think it's the Kansas City, just hand the money out to the mob. And it seems all fictionalized, but it's really based on this true story. The Argent Corporation employed various characters who have been, you know, somewhat fictionalized in the movie. But one of the key figures is this guy, Carl Thomas, who was heard on wiretaps, like, teaching the mob how to skim money. There are a lot of other characters in this story, but his partner in owning a different casino in Vegas was Frank Fertitta Jr., and a relative of Tillman's. But and Frank Fertitta never did actually, like, everybody got in trouble in that one. That guy Carl ratted on everybody except Frank, which was kind of amazing. And Frank was not, he's like the only person involved who wasn't like permanently banned from Vegas. But one of the people who heard the wiretap said, like, look, you know, I know what this guy did. Here's a quote from the guy. The outlier vote, retired deputy police chief Jerry Cunningham, he told the Des Moines Register in 92, I listened to the recordings and read the transcripts of the trial. I knew who and what Carl Thomas was. Carl Thomas admits he stole money for the mob and gave it to superiors. Frank Fertitta Jr. was a member of the Carl Thomas crew.
So how strong are the ties? Like, how many ways can you tie the roots of this to present ownership?
I mean, nobody said that Tillman Fertitta is like an active member of the mob. What's weird to me is that, you know, how will we ever know where this family money comes from, right? And he is, by some measures, the most successful restaurateur in the world. Does this sound normal to you that you would own a bunch of steakhouses and then purchase the Houston Rockets for $2.2 billion? So you're hungry for Tillman to repudiate this family history, which you just don't see. It's not out of the question that Tillman, who's overtly a very successful businessman, just earned this money, and I'm not suggesting he didn't, but I'm saying that it is weird that he became an NBA owner, that he, like, won the lottery to get to buy an NBA team in a very competitive time. One of the reports said that he didn't even have the highest bid. That's a little strange. It's even stranger that nobody said anything. It's weird that me on newspapers.com is how we in sports media learn about this, because it seems, you know, potentially relevant. And frankly, some of the people in this background fix matches, right? So this is the time that the NBA is getting into legalized gambling and stuff. It just seems like, okay, well, are we good here? Everybody, did we check this out? Did we vet this well enough?
Henry, so how and why did the NBA allow him to become an NBA owner?
I don't know. That's a black box. That's another problem, right? It's like we should know more about the process, right? I always think about Adnan Khashoggi was like the world's most famous arms dealer. He tried to buy the Utah Jazz. He almost made it. He was almost approved. The finance committee shut him down. So, like, why would Adnan Khashoggi want the Utah Jazz? And my guess is that if you own the Utah Jazz, the media stops referring to you as arms trader. Adnan Khashoggi starts referring to you as Utah Jazz owner, right? Like,
did you reach out to Fertitta himself? What has he said about this? Has he been questioned about this publicly very much?
Yeah. So, I mean, we're so behind. Texas Monthly Magazine has written, you know, 6, 7, 8 big features about all of this. They just do it every decade. They just do it again. And it's rich every time, and they get access to him every time. And basically, there's actually the best quote is from his dad, who's like, look, Tillman likes to have control of everything. This is the thing that drives him nuts because it's the one thing he can't control. Like, it's the family history. Like, it just drives him nuts that his reputation is smeared by this past. And, you know, the implication is that he has nothing to do with it. But I couldn't find the quote where he's like, oh, that was terrible that they were involved in all this prostitution and murder and, you know, blah, 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 paying off authorities. But he can't. I don't even see that quote. He's said a ton of stuff. He has a TV show. For all I know, he said it, but, like, I couldn't find it.
So what is the closest Fertitta name mafioso that we have to the owner of the Rockets? Like, what's the closest you could bring this to his doorstep?
Oh, is that the question that's most designed to get me sued?
Well, but you wrote a story that you had a story that had all sorts of interesting facts in it. It was very thorough in terms of things that have been reported long before you arrived at this doorstep.
I'd be happy just getting sued, Henry. Be careful.
Yeah, if it were just sued, you're absolutely. Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Is Henry Abbott getting off light if he merely gets sued by the NBA owner with mafia ties?
Come on, I just Great Magazine. There's lots of awards. That's all I did. It's kind of a data dump of, like, all of this past, right? The part that's incontrovertible, we can't argue, happened, you know, in the first half of last century on into a little bit in Vegas, the 60s and 70s and 80s. After that, you know, I didn't really study. There is this other branch of his family that has this whole, that, about the UFC. They're also Fertitas. Everybody's been in lawsuits, right? Everybody's been accusing of this malfeasance or whatever, and the investors got ripped off, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. You know, you never know who to believe in those kind of things. I really don't know that I have any kind of message about, you know, Tillman's in some way crooked. What I'm saying is, holy crap, his family, right? He's 100% from this family, which 100% was in the mob, and they 100% now, one of them owns an NBA team. Even though we didn't have the money to buy the NBA team, he had to borrow, he had to finance practically all of it. He's, you know, I think he had about $300 million of his own money for a $2.2 billion purchase, and now it's showing all the signs of being short of cash. It's like exactly not the kind of owner the NBA wants. It just raises questions.
Yes, it does. Like, yes, it does.
I told you.
We can't answer many of them, but it does raise questions. Thank you, Henry. Thank you for being on with us.
This is the first time you're hanging up on me in like a decade.
Thank you. We appreciate
it. Great story.
It was good. It was good catching up with you.
Good thing. Thanks.
Paid that man his money.
If you're wondering why Stugatz just shouted, "I told you," into a microphone, it's because he repeats anything said into his ears. DraftKings, people.
I told you.
DraftKings. It's just amazing. If you're, one day you're going to repeat the wrong thing.
I am. Perhaps I should put the phone down, not text, not worry about DraftKings, and maybe listen.
Several months ago, I alluded to, hey, Fertitta, you may want to look into that. And as Henry Abbott saying, "Oh, Fertitta's a little cash poor compared to the other owners," I whisper, "Told you." And Sugatz thinks I'm feeding him a lie.
Yes. Oh, no. I thought we told Henry Abbott that a few months ago as well. Man. I mean, didn't we? That's the way I remember.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card. That's why we created Eno, the Capital One assistant that looks out for surprise credit card charges like overtipping, duplicate charges, or potential fraud, then sends an alert to your phone and helps if you need to fix them. Another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details.
SBN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Clean nose, healthy life. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal. I have. Go to Navage.com. That's NAVAGE.com. You'll love that clean nose feeling.
Why were you talking during the break about the idea of hookers, basketball hookers, outside of the bubble in Orlando?
Well, Billy and I, again, we were discussing earlier, we think LeBron is up to something where he is scouring his roster and he is saying, like, Avery Bradley, we don't need you. I can upgrade. And so it expanded into a conversation where you have guys who have, you know, recently retired or still can give you something in any given moment, and maybe they haven't won a title, and they're standing outside the bubble just waiting, offering their services to Giannis or LeBron. Now, in Mario Chalmers, in his case, he has won a couple of titles. But I could see him out there offering his services on the streets just outside the bubble. And I think there might be some coaches waiting there. Like, God forbid one of these coaches, older coaches, gets sick and then boom, Stan Van Gundy, basketball hooker, is waiting there to take over. How about that?
Is hooker still okay in 2020? We used to call Stan Van Gundy basketball streetwalker. But you can't call him. See, here's the thing. Like, sex worker is a different word, a different phrase, but you can't call them basketball sex workers because that just muddies the waters on what it is you're explaining here. Basketball streetwalker? Like, what are you talking about? If Mario Chalmers is outside of the bubble and his body is for sale to play basketball for whoever needs him, whoever it is that has money and has a need, has a certain urge – for a certain kind of thing. So what am I calling these people? Basketball prostitutes? What is the proper
I think
word?
Basketball prostitutes is probably all right,
so you've
the
got,
right
you've
way
got
to go.
Outside
yeah.
the bubble, you've got basketball prostitutes. I'm sorry it took me so long
okay.
to get there. Who do you have out there? Because Avery Bradley's a good player. I don't think LeBron wants to actually go from Avery Bradley to J.R. Smith or Dion Waiters.
Well, you can't take anyone from a current team who's not attending the bubble, so it has to be guys like DeMarcus Cousins. It has to maybe be guys who would never want a title.
Well, Cousins says he's not doing it.
All right,
Cousins
so maybe,
says he's not helping
I mean,
anybody.
I can see Stockton roaming those streets.
Again with the mailman in Stockton.
Mailman might be out there. You could always also just say free agents. You don't have to call them hookers or prostitutes. They're just free agents. You know? Yeah.
No, but he's got them outside selling their talents,
yes.
selling their abilities, selling their bodies for the highest bidder. Like he's got it as a form of prostitution.
Like Chalmers is out there saying like, hey, baby, you need someone to blame
LeBron,
in case you lose tonight.
LeBron, you want to feel good at the end of the season, LeBron? You want to feel good? Mario make you feel good. Now I cross the line.
I don't know.
Now
it's
the
a really
line.
Strange turn.
Now the line is crossed. Yeah. It took a strange turn. We had started at basketball prostitutes. Where is the strange turn that was taken? We had, now it's taking a strange
you
just, turn?
You take these things too far, Dan.
I didn't take it anywhere.
I mean, Billy and I just planted a seed. I mean,
this is not me taking that somewhere. This is you and Stugat creating a fire on the show and then blaming me when the show gets a venereal disease.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the thrill of the revving engine and pure adrenaline of flying down the highway, to the confidence of knowing that Geico always has your back with 24/7 access to claims service. But Ari Snyder has one reason in particular.
I have extremely large upper arms. They won't even fit into most shirts. Thankfully, biking really embraces vest culture, so I feel accepted.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.